Howdy, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Just last month in the club, we heard the episode Bridget Redefined. Up until this point, most of the Perkins family episodes have focused on Wyatt. But this time, the spotlight turned to his older sister, Bridget.
Bridget is played by Keeley Marshall, and like so many of our actors, she has talent in plenty of other areas outside of voice acting.
I recently got a chance to talk to Keeley about Odyssey, music, and more.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Keeley, it's so good to have you on the podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, your very first appearance on Adventures in Odyssey was in an episode called Man of the House. Well, we recorded that one a few years back. So tell us, how were you cast for the part of Bridget?
Well, it was one of my first ever voiceover auditions, and I was so excited to record it. So I recorded it, I submitted it in, and then I actually got a call back, which is when the producers or the casting directors, they want to hear your voice again, maybe give you some notes to see how you would interact with other characters. And I actually got that call back when my sister had a high school performance. But I went to the same high school, so I asked one of my old teachers if I could actually get on the phone and do my callback in one of my old classrooms at my high school. So, and then a couple of days later, I found out I booked the role, so I was really excited.
That's great. Well, we're excited, too. You know, your last two episodes have really pulled Bridget kind of out of the background and made her a featured character on the show. In fact, the May Club adventure was titled Bridget Redefined. So how do you see the character differently now than maybe when you were first cast?
Well, I think for Bridget, as in a lot of teenagers, adults sometimes see them as just being angsty or, you know, having that teenager vibe. And that's how Bridget kind of started. But as we started to see Bridget redefined, not to use the title, but we really got to see that there were layers and reasonings to her angst. And it was coming from a place of hurt and not understanding what to do with her feelings. And maybe she wasn't showing her feelings in the best way. And so it gave her a lot of different sides to her own character. And that was a lot of fun for me to be able to portray as well.
Yeah, definitely makes her more sympathetic knowing where she's been. What have you learned about Bridget that you didn't know in the beginning? Something that maybe came out in a recent script?
Well, we learned how much she actually does love Wyatt. And in the beginning, we thought that she was just annoyed with him. He was a nuisance. But as most siblings, even though you do fight, there is just a love there that you absolutely cannot take away. And I'm grateful for that with the love that I have for my siblings and the love they have for me. And it was cool to get to portray that with Wyatt as well, having an older sister, because she ultimately will be there to protect him and watch after him.
Yeah. You've done plenty of other work outside of Adventures in Odyssey, including appearances on Disney Channel and other TV shows. How has working on an audio drama been different?
It actually hasn't been that different, which I did not expect at first, because at the end of the day, you truly are still acting, because you can tell in your voice whether or not you believe what, you know, my character Bridget is saying. So I still am, you know, even though there's no camera on me, I'm still doing all the facial expressions I would do on camera. I'm still doing all the movements I would do on camera. I just have to make sure not to wear jewelry so I don't make any sounds. So I've really actually pulled a lot of what I've learned from television and brought it into the recording studio as well.
So tell us about some of the shows or maybe the roles that you had on TV.
Well, I had the incredible opportunity of playing a couple amazing roles. I played a character called Sarah on Nickelodeon's The Thundermans, and Sarah was this nerdy girl who was in love and infatuated with the main character, Max. But she was super, super nerdy, which resonated with me because I am a total nerd at heart. And then I also played a character at the same time on Disney Channel called Mandy McDaniels, and that was on a show called Kirby Buckets. And Mandy McDaniels was actually the mean girl. So there were times where one week I'd be playing the nerd on one show, and the next week I'd be playing the mean girl. And it was a really interesting experience to be playing the mean girl, because some of the things that she said never came into my head in my day-to-day life. And so I got to play a couple fun pranks that my co-stars already knew that I was going to play on them. But I got to have a lot of fun. And on the Disney Channel show, I actually got to work with a pig and a rat. So I can now say that I've had co-stars that are a pig and a rat.
In the animal sense. And hopefully Yes. You don't actually run into those in the human sense.
Actually, a pig I'd be fine with. They were very sweet. but maybe it was a trained pig. I don't know.
Well, now, are you ready for something random?
Yeah, always.
Okay, well, it's time for a podcast feature that we like to call our
TRQ.
Which means totally random question. Now, these come from our fans, Keely, and this one is from Owl Gal. And Owl Gal wants to know if you have a favorite pasta shape.
Okay, I definitely do. I love bow tie pasta. I don't know why. I don't know why it tastes better to me, but I absolutely love bow tie pasta. I mean, because don't you think that there's like one type of pasta that you think tastes better?
There's probably not a logical reason for it, but yes, I agree. I'm kind of an angel hair guy myself.
Yeah, I for some reason, it looks better. It tastes better to me. I use it on my mac and cheese, my Alfredo, my everything. But that was a very random question, Al Gal.
Indeed.
Very random.
All right. Well, moving right along, you know, something our fans may not know, now that they know what pasta shape you prefer, is that you are also an accomplished singer and songwriter.
Yes. Yeah. I've been performing since I was about 4, so I absolutely love it.
4 years old, what was the big launching point for you at that point?
I had been asked to perform at my preschool spring show, and I stood on stage by myself singing in front of about 300 parents, and that was my first performance. So it's crazy to think that I was so little now looking at four-year-olds and that I just went up there and did it.
How would you describe the type of music that is kind of your genre of choice?
Well, I love all kinds of music, and I truly do, jazz, country, rock. But I really love pop music and rock music, and those are kind of the two genres that I base my own music on. And so I get that rock sense from my dad, who, when we were growing up, on our way to school every single morning, he would be playing rock and roll music. And so I loved the electric guitars and the drums and just ended up continuing to love that and incorporate it into my own music as well.
No, that's great. Okay, if Bridget were ever to sing in Odyssey, what do you think she would sing about?
I think that would depend on her mood. I think that she would either be singing something very vulnerable, like kind of like a guitar-based song with an acoustic guitar, kind of at a coffee shop or in front of her friends at a talent show, or she would be singing some rock music and getting some of that teenage angst out.
I understand you're also a self-taught musician. What kinds of instruments do you play? How did you go about learning them?
Yeah, I am. So my dad bought me a guitar when I was in fifth grade and said, you should learn how to play guitar. And I went to a few lessons, but I was like, no, I'm fine. I don't need to learn how to play guitar. And then the second they were like, okay, you don't have to play guitar, I picked it up and taught myself how to play guitar within a year. So, which I don't know why I did that, but I taught myself guitar, piano, ukulele, and then I can play a little bit of mandolin and bass as well, but I don't own a mandolin or bass. I just own guitar, ukulele, and piano.
Mm-hmm. Well, we often ask members of our cast to share advice with young fans who might want to be actors. So let's turn that around a bit. What advice would you give aspiring musicians out there?
Practice. I can't say it enough. Do it for yourself. Don't do it because someone else is, you know, telling you to do it. I think that the best music comes from when you're in love with the music yourself. And to get out there and start performing, perform for other people, hear what they have to say, listen to their opinions, and, you know, take advice and feedback from people that may know more than you. Because when you're starting out, you don't know everything, and that's totally okay. But be open to learning. You know, I often seek advice from older kids at my school and ask them what they thought of my songs, and they would help give me little, you know, pieces of advice, and it always made my work better. So that's definitely something else I would add in there.
That's really good advice, because I know that there are a lot of kids out there who think about it as a means to an end. Rather than just creating it for themselves and thinking about the art, they want to catch fire on YouTube. They want their stuff to go viral, and they're looking for the affirmation that comes from that rather than just creating the music.
Yeah, and creating the music within itself is something wonderful and beautiful, and it should feel like you're accomplishing something already. Like, you know, it's the same with acting. When you're, you know, going through a hard time or a good time, you can remember those feelings and put those into scripts. And I think you can do the same thing with music as well.
Well, we certainly wish you all the success in the world. As we wrap things up, I have to ask, with all the different projects you've done, comedy and drama and singing on stage, do you have a favorite? And what would you like to do more of as your career continues to evolve?
Well, I absolutely love comedy, but I really love talking about stories that are just real life and telling stories that are real life. I am actually doing television writing right now and working on writing some scripts and seeing how that goes. And I am working on, you know, finishing some new music, and performing that would be definitely one of my goals. So I'm just working and working and trying to move forward. So thank you for the good luck. I think I'm going to need it.
Oh, Keely, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for letting our fans get to know you a bit and learn that you're nothing like the angsty teen you play on Adventures in Odyssey.
No, not at all.
Stay safe out there. Hopefully we will see you in the studio again really soon.
Yes. Bye, you guys.
You can hear Keely as Bridget Perkins in Bridget Redefined in the club right now. And of course, you can also catch up on all of her past episodes there too.
And what's the club episode for June, Bob?
Glad you asked, Jess. It's a completely different kind of adventure called Cars, Trains, and Motorcycles. Let's hear a preview.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Whit, Connie, Eugene, and Wooten head out on a road trip.
By the way, it says we're going 35 kmarts an hour. Is that fast enough?
That's kilometers, and you can definitely speed up.
Can't tell me, stretch 5 miles long. Oh, the doo da day.
Stop, you guys!
What?
Whit didn't get off the train!
A motorcycle?
You're not scared, are you?
Hand me a helmet.
Okay, 400 kmarts to go.
Come along for the ride. This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
This episode is one of those that needs a special warning at the front.
Really?
Yep. A don't drink any beverages while listening kind of warning. It's hilarious, and you don't want to do a spit take.
Well, those are the warnings I love. You know, I can't wait to listen. And it's always fun to hear stories with our four main characters. And if people haven't checked out the club, they can still join for free, right?
That's right. Yep. The 28-day free trial continues. No credit card required. It's at aioclub.org.
And before we go, a quick announcement. We have a new Adventures in Odyssey website up and running right now. If you haven't checked it out yet, be sure to visit adventuresinodyssey.com to see what's new and what's different. Leave us a comment in the podcast section to tell us what you think.
Jess, I know from reading the mail that some of our fans have, well, creative ways of spelling Adventures in Odyssey.
It can be a little tricky.
No doubt. But the cool thing about adventuresinodyssey.com is you only need to get it right once and then bookmark the site or add it to your favorites. Easy peasy.
And with that tip, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You can visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast. That's new too. And you can join the club at aioclub.org.
And you can always call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
The Viking.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.